So I had this guy that is called Diego Dreyfus who talks about anti-dating. Like how you, well, he's in the 40s, similar to me too. And he talks about how you have to stop. It's good. No, he doesn't say you have to stop. No. It's good for you to start meeting the person the way the person is. Because, okay. Because at the end of the day, they might change personalities. And it's true how people change. You know, like I realize in the time of enchantment or when you start dating, you pretend to be somebody that is lovely, is nice, soft, kind, but you never show the real personality, you know? So, or you are so dumb, so attracted to this person that you just like to portray something different. And so I'm in the point where I just like to show the way I am, and you know I remember sometimes I do try to maybe look better, but to be honest, I don't use too much makeup, and I like it like that. I think that's, I like it. I don't have time, to be honest. I wish that I have time. Sometimes I do put makeup on, but I don't have time. So why am I gonna go all fixed to my first date and all prepare? I don't know. Maybe I should. I don't know. But it's not on me. You know what I mean? And that's where the anti-dating is so cool, because I'm like, hi, this is me. Well, you didn't fix your hair or whatever. No, I do fix my hair, but you don't put makeup. Oh, well, that's the way I like it, you know, just to let you know. And you're going to see me like that 24/7. Do you like me like this? No. Okay. Good job. Have fun. Bye. But, you know, I don't want to pretend anymore. one of my friends says, you're too intense. And I say, well, you know what? That's good that you find out that early, because you're not going to like that. Or another one said, oh, you're too nosy. And I say, well, because, you know, I believe if you like somebody, you care about that person, and you get nosy and you start asking them questions. And if you are not ready to answer, maybe you don't have the opening for me. So I believe, you know, if you're in a relationship and that person doesn't want to open to you, that relationship is not going to work. I'm sorry. You know, if you cannot talk about any topic and you see that person not opening to you, you know, a lot of people open up to me, but I didn't have that opportunity with the person that I was married, and it doesn't work. I like the people that tells me their secrets, and I tell them their secrets, and we can be friends. So I like that. I like when you have that chance to open up, because I feel, you know, you're yourself, and if they like you, good. If you don't like me, okay. You don't like me, it's okay. You're able to say it's okay, because you're not money, man. You're not money. Some people will like you, some people won't, and that's the truth. And maybe because I'm in my 40s, maybe because I'm getting old, I don't know, but I'm like, the better I tell them this person how I am, the better I feel, you know? Like, oh yeah, you know, I don't have OCD. I clean, but I don't have OCD. I can have a little mess in my room. I don't like it, but I have 3 kids. I cannot keep it up. I'm sorry. I can't. You know, I cannot keep it up. And sometimes I decide to go to the park with my kids to clean up. Maybe because I saw that my mom was super clean. She was a super clean lady. And you know what? That's some stuff that we always tell her. It's like, why you couldn't take a day for us and just have fun? It was just always clean up, clean up. And I get her, you know, because she needed to clean all the uniforms for us. We were clean kids in the school, and she was really disciplined. And I admire her about that. I admire those things about her. But what I want to say is that we also said to her, why you didn't take time to take us out? You know, the only place where we went with her, it was the mall. And to be honest, I don't like the mall. I just go with my kids and just go and buy the things that I need and leave. That's all. She likes to look and look and look, and I got it, you know. It was another place, it was another lunch, whatever. But what I want to say is that, you know, sometimes I prefer to leave the house messy. Well, clean the things that I need to clean, like wash their uniform. Oh, shit. Wash the uniform and all those things. But if he's having fun with my kids, I prefer to have fun with them. That's all I can say. So yeah, right now it's like, I was telling a friend of mine, she's a Reiki therapist. Oh my God, she's so good. You guys talk to her and she's like so into this world of law of attraction and cleaning yourself, and oh my God, she's so cool. So she is a master in Reiki. And I said to her, am I too much if I'm asking too much? You know, like, I don't like a guy who is in drugs. I don't like a guy who is an alcoholic. I like a guy who takes care of him. I think after I date this Mexican guy who was a yogi, he was so into self-development, and I loved him, you know, so much. We've still been friends. He's always into self-development, always. And I realized that I do like that about guys. When you're have self-development, is so attractive and so sexy when you take care of yourself. Like, I don't like the guys that say, oh yeah, I went party and I got drunk, and I'm like, oh, great. Well, I'm not on it anymore. You know, I was when in my 20s, because I was lost and I was trying to find myself, and I believe some people as well, and I don't blame them, but I'm not into it. Like, I was talking to somebody and I say, well, because I like monogamy, and that's the problem, you know. When I see somebody interested in other girl, I'm just like, I am not gonna deal with you, you know. So that's when I'm like, I don't like that. I'm sorry, I cannot stand it. So I was saying, is that too much? And she said, you know what? Just ask for what you will feel okay. It might be somebody, it might won't. But not for that reason you're gonna change your standards, right? Why should I? Unless I feel really, really desperate. But I don't feel there yet. So in a way, I'm okay the way it is. You know, and I feel happy. I mean, I feel fine right now, you know. I'm discovering myself, I'm taking care of myself, taking care of my kids. If I need to mention you, okay. So taxi.
So that's what I care right now, to be honest. That's what I care. That's all. So, yes, I think I will practice the anti-dating, because the more you are you and the more the other person is the person, you know, you realize the things that you will like or not about the other person. That's all. That's all. That's all. Bye.